Kristen Slay, this is May 2nd, 1974. Paul Cummings talking to John Cage in his house on Bank Street. I think I'd really like to kind of start at the beginning, because you did paint at one point, didn't you? Very early on when you were in Europe.
I dropped out of college when I finished the sophomore year. The college was Pomona College.
Right.
And
had you drawn before that? Or
no. I had taken piano lessons,
right,
and I was, I think, like most people who go through American public education, they've all been warned against getting interested in anything seriously.
Right.
And they, the only craft that they've been taught, the only thing they know how to do is to write. Words.
Sometimes, yeah.
And I suspect, actually, that if you took a Gallup poll, you'd discover that virtually everyone in the country at one time or another has written a poem. Mm-hmm.
Even, that's possible,
Even taxi cab drivers, etc., yeah. I think. Because yeah. It's the one thing people learn to do, is to read and write.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't, we are warned against learning anything else.
And don't learn that too well.
And so, since I was convinced that I would mm-hmm. be a writer when I was in college,
oh, really?
I was also convinced that college was of no use to a writer,
mm-hmm.
because they required everyone to read the same books.
Right.
And so I persuaded that my mother and father that going to Europe would be more useful for mm-hmm. someone who was going to write.
Mm-hmm.
Then continuing in college, and they agreed.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was interested in writing, my father was an inventor.
Right.
And when I got to Europe, I was struck, first of all, by Gothic architecture.
Mm-hmm.
Then a teacher who had been at Pomona College came through, asked me what I was doing. He was Jose Piwan, do you know his name?
Right, right.
And he was engaged in making current events list for the United mm-hmm. Nations of, or the League of Nations.
The League of Nations, yeah.
About art.
Oh, that's what he was doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he insisted that if I was going to be interested in architecture, that mm-hmm. I should be interested in modern architecture.
Mm-hmm.
So he put me in the, he introduced me to an architect named Goldfinger.
Right.
And I worked in his studio, curiously enough, drawing Greek columns.
Modern architecture.
But while I was in Paris, yeah. I went to many exhibitions of painting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I went to concerts of music.
Mm-hmm. And had you seen much before in California as far as art?
No. My knowledge of music had been limited to the 19th century.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just getting interested in Beethoven.
Mm-hmm.
I was unaware of Bach.
Mm-hmm.
I knew nothing about modern mm-hmm. painting. If anything, my interest in the arts really stayed in mm-hmm. the 19th century.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So it was in Europe, in Paris, that I saw modern painting and heard modern music, and I came to the conclusion that I could do either one of them,
mm-hmm.
and so I began doing both.
Mm-hmm.
And for 3 years, I both painted and wrote music.
What kind of paintings did you do? Because I've never seen photographs or anything of that. Do they exist?
Well, the first things, of course, were squinting at the landscape,
mm-hmm.
and since one knew that there was no such thing as black,
mm-hmm.
and and then simply painting. You know, with more or less pure pigments.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the spirit, but of course not the quality of Van Gogh, say, that
of
thing, you know.
Wonderful.
And then the music was extremely mm-hmm. mathematical,
mm-hmm.
and I've unfortunately lost the early pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I discarded them at one point.
Do any of those paintings exist, or drawings, or anything like that?
One of the paintings exists somewhere. I'm not sure where it is. But I gave one of the last ones I made, which became